in the limelight.
True to the vision of that great Gnostic and jurisprudent, the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, who, as part of his emphasis on adherence of the nation to the genuine teachings of Islam, stressed development of science and knowledge, Iranian Muslims have proven their caliber to the whole world, thanks to their political, cultural, economic, and intellectual independence. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading, Islamic Revolution Spared Iran's Scientific Progress. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The recent successful testing of a sophisticated satellite launcher by Iran during the ongoing 10-day Dawn celebrations, marking the 42nd anniversary of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, was indeed a significant achievement that has again surprised the big powers, especially U.S., whose sanctions have failed to undermine the steady march of the Iranian nations towards the pinnacle of progress. Named Zuljanah, literally the two-winged, in honor of the famous horse of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, which he had given to his younger grandson Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the immortal martyr of Karbala, the satellite carrier uses solid fuel technology and is the most powerful engine so far, comparable to any such thing produced by the big powers. According to experts, it uses solid fuel in its first two stages of launch and liquid fuel in the third. It can carry a satellite weighing up to 220 kilograms for 500 kilometers and speaks of the power and determination of Islamic Iran to master the latest in science and technology. This was not a solitary step in this field by Iran, which over the past four decades, in spite of the hurdles placed in its way by the U.S., has continued to explore new vistas of scientific achievements that were unthinkable before the victory of Islamic Revolution. For a country whose experts have found the effective antidote to the coronavirus pandemic and are on the threshold of mass manufacture of this vaccine, no field of modern science is beyond their grasp. True to the vision of that great Gnostic and jurisprudent, the father of Islamic Revolution Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, who, as part of his emphasis on adherence of the nation to the genuine teachings of Islam, stressed development of science and knowledge, Iranian Muslims have proven their caliber to the whole world thanks to their political, cultural, economic, and intellectual independence. Today, the concept of national self-esteem and return to the self has transformed Iran into a solid industrial base. In medicine, in nuclear energy, in nanotechnology, in the defense fields, in the production of missiles, in aerospace, in cyberspace, and in the various spheres of heavy industries, the Islamic Republic of Iran has made giant strides to the amazement of the world. This has unnerved the West and its cowardly clients, especially the illegal Zionist entity, which despite the nuclear armaments it has produced, it is worried that the grand display of people's power by Iran has inspired the Palestinians, the Lebanese, the Syrians, the Iraqis, the Yemenis, and other oppressed people to solidify the ranks of the axis of resistance. In other words, this awakening in the region, which the Zionists and the Americans have failed to dampen despite the supply of state-of-the-art military hardware to their clients, will soon liberate Palestine by wiping out Israel from the map of West Asia region, not necessarily through war. As noted by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, if the UN really believes in democracy and the birthrights of nations, it should organize a referendum to resolve once and for all the chronic question of the illegal occupation of Palestine by the Zionists of Europe since 1948. In the meantime, Iran, which has ruled out the manufacture of weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear, is proud to proclaim that its peaceful scientific growth is greater than that of many advanced countries, and it will certainly share these achievements with the legal governments and popular movements for the independence of the whole region from the hegemony of the United States of America.